Right, let's bring in Lady Victoria Beckham. Woo! Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Morning.
Morning.
I bet you love being up at this time, don't you?
I'm used to it.
Hey, are you in the army?
Why?
You're wearing an army baseball cap.
I'm in a bit of camouflage today. Yes. No, I'm not in the army.
Nice, though, nice.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
You're not spotty. I was imagining to come in and see, like, you know, tons of bad acne.
See, first thing in the morning, if it wasn't for this turnaround cream, honestly, I'd
you look
awful.
Good.
What about that?
You know, I mean, the lights are down, but Chris, you know, you do look good.
As well, you know, the lights are on and full and bright. You look all right. You're looking nice.
Thank you very much.
Why are you wearing the baseball cap?
Because I need to wash my hair and I haven't had a chance to do it, so it's a bit, you know.
Lazy
cow. Doesn't look great over there.
I bet it's all right.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I'm thinking about shaving my head again.
I know.
Do you mean again? You've never done it once.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about it again. Oh. I've never done it, you're right, but I'm thinking about doing it. What do you think?
I think it'll look good. I mean, it's really short anyway, so, you know.
It's I either get it cut nice and short, or I go and get it all off.
I think you should do it.
Yeah, I do.
I think you should do it.
Mm. Okay.
I think you should. Maybe you should do it live on air and have, like, running commentary or something.
No, I'm not do that.
I'm sure there's lots of hairdressers listening that come in and, you know.
I've got one man who does my hair. I don't go to anybody else.
Oh, 10 minutes, a bit of an... Oh,
I know, I'm actually...
Oh, listen to
I am a bit like that,
he demands for him by name, don't you?
Yeah. And he's away on holiday until the 15th, and I won't get my hair cut until then.
Oh, dear.
It's serious. I've always been like that. When I was a kid... In Leeds, one guy used to do my hair, and if he went away, I wouldn't get it cut. When I moved to London, I would still go back to Leeds to get it cut, which is then when it grew all long, shoulder length. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Sent me in a ponytail.
Like a meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
When did you get here?
Yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been in Spain since New Year's Eve.
Are you on your own? Are you still here?
I'm here with the children.
Oh.
I know, they're here. So I'm used to getting up early.
How often are you flying now? Your air miles are going to be massive.
Do you know, air miles are great. There's so much that I can, you know, because you get sort of credit on your credit card or whatever it is with you. My mum collects all my air miles.
And hotels. I think it works on hotels as
well,
yeah. I
think. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I do a lot of travelling, but, you know, it's good. It's only like an hour and a half, 2 hours, so it's you know, it's really easy for me. No different, really, to Manchester.
Whose mobile's ringing?
Don't know. Is it mine?
Is it yours?
No, I haven't got
mine. No, mine's off.
Okay, all right, then.
Who's this at?
Is it me? No. Sorry about that.
It's probably
it's done
your
again,
mum.
Listen. Is it you?
No!
Is it your mum or my mum, Chris? Because they're probably both listening.
Probably. Morning, Victoria's mummy.
Morning.
Chris's mummy. You know.
Chris's mum.
Yeah. She'd be listening, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she rang me last night. They were going for a little drink, mum and dad. And she went, say hello to Victoria for me in the morning, will you?
Aww.
Bless her. What can I say? So your babies are growing up now.
They are. Brooklyn is nearly 5. And
wow,
scary.
That's shocking.
It is.
I can't believe that.
He's getting really big.
Because it was only the hospital around the corner.
It was.
And I remember that so clearly. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching it on TV and everything because, well, am I right saying you weren't married then?
I wasn't married.
You whore.
I know. Loose woman. Tart.
You can't say that.
Well, why not?
It's totally true.
Yeah. She knows she's a whore. We're whores together. So is the Spain thing all right? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's been really nice over Christmas, you know. Like I've said, they're really good with kids out there. So they really involve the kids, and David's loving the football. So, you know, it's good. It was difficult at first because I don't know anybody there.
Yeah.
I don't obviously have any family. But I've been getting to know a few of the players and, you know. I don't really do the whole players' wives thing.
But then again, I think it's quite hard to be married to a footballer or going out with a footballer, because that footballer's wife phrase is so tacky, and there is and I'm sorry, but yeah, I have seen they do exist, footballers' wives, but you'll know they do exist, don't they? Right, but
yeah.
Then. But then again, of course, you know, it's your mates, you know, like for example. My girlfriend and Dave's wife get on really, really well.
Yeah.
But you know, but they're not in a collective known as DJ wives.
No, but I think it's, you know, I mean, people sort of get brought together with those sort of things, other halves, and they, you know, tend to get on. It's just a shame that the whole footballers' wives thing is a bit of a sort of label,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, because then, of course, you know, you want to be mates with some of the girls that you see that, you know, Dave's worked with or whatever. Like, but, you know, I think it just must be hard.
I think it is that the people will always try and, you know, pigeonhole. But, you know, I mean, stereotypically, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of footballers' wives who, you know, don't work, who have a lot of money, who get their hair and nails done every day, and it's all very glamorous and fabulous. But then, you know, not everybody's like that, you know. I mean, I personally, I have to work. I can't just sit there and do all of that, you know, and do lunch every day. And not that there's anything wrong, it's just not me, you know. I want to do my own thing.
Victoria sits there and she goes, you know, she's having her nails done. She's just been to Gucci and she goes, I so don't want to become one of those bitches. I'm going to play your record.
Okay, great.
I'm going to play this groove.
Great. I'll pick your spots while it's going
on. I've been covering
that. I love a blackhead.
It's not.
Is that why you're holding your hand on your chin?
Do you know? I
thought you were being sort of thoughtful.
I actually didn't realise, but then, yeah, I am trying. I've got a spot on my lip. How bad is that?
I'll get it for you. I love black. And I've got great fingers.
It's not a blackhead. It's not that. Look, ignore it. That's why I'm shaved.
It's painful on your lip, though, isn't it? That one there, it just really hurts.
I've never, ever in my life had a spot on my lip. I never got spotty as a kid. And now, it's the one thing, at least I feel as I'm relating to most of our audience. Waking up in the morning, look in the mirror, I'm covered in spots.
What a great introduction to my song, you git.
Sorry. Anyway, let's leave that business and go to some class music. It's Victoria Beckham. Keep your eyes on me. It's 8:17, by the way. Great sounds of Victoria Beckham and this groove on Radio 1.
Oh, you sound sexy, Chris. Stop it.
Good morning. It's 8:20. That's 20 past 8. Doing all right with this breakfast show thing, you know?
I think you're doing really well. I've been listening to you, you know, funny.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah, thanks. That's what enthusiastically said. Yeah, funny. Yeah.
But when the break was on, I can't believe you said you actually enjoy getting up at 4:30.
Do you know, I'm loving my job. I am the luckiest git in the world. I absolutely love my job. And I'm loving getting up at 4:30 in the morning. I really do. Every morning I'm waking up and I'm like that idiot in Jerry Maguire. Every day is a new day. Wake up and go, yes, that's another great day.
Show me the money.
And all that, yeah. But I do, I feel, and I'm on my new money as well, that helps. But, you know, I'm loving it. To sing that McDonald's ad. Anyway, when you're in Spain, have you got Sky? Can you watch EastEnders and stuff still?
We have got Sky, yeah. I don't really watch a lot of English television, to be honest with you.
You know, you can listen. If you got Sky, 851, you can listen to Radio 1.
You told me that the other day.
Telling you. The kids are riding around on their little motorised tractors or whatever you got them, you'll be able to listen to the show.
I know. I left the dressing gown and slippers at home today, Chris, you know.
Should have brought some in for you.
You should have seen it the other day.
Well, no, that would have been nice, but still, stop flirting. what's your plan with the music stuff?
I'm going to have another single out. You know, quite soon. I've got this DVD coming out, which has got some new music on. Hang on. The 26th.
Nicely remembered.
Do you know what? They went to me, quick, someone just gave me this piece of paper before I came in. Yeah, on the 26th of January, there's 30 minutes of extra footage, a picture gallery.
You're not reading that at all,
and,
are you?
And extra tracks.
Right, it really is great.
It is, actually. It is. I mean, the music, you know, I've worked hard on the music out in America, and I just put some extra tracks on the DVD and see what people think.
Are you going to do an album?
I would like to. I mean, the idea of doing the DVD is just coming up with a bit of a different concept, really. So, you know, so there's a lot more for the fans, you know, with extra pictures and extra footage and all that kind of thing.
What's the... obviously, because I think you get a lot of flack from the press about it all. And you stay quiet about a lot of it, and you pipe up about some of it, like the whole Damon Dash thing when the rumours were going around and everything. Mm. Are you? I mean, obviously,
having an affair? No.
What with Damon Dash?
There's not been accused of words. It's ridiculous.
I hadn't heard that. Was that the rumour? What, Damon Dash, that fat fella?
Well, you know, people will insinuate all sorts of stupid things.
Hey, tell you, if he's got a chance, I've got a chance, love. Do you know what I mean? Come on, imagine that. It'd be like having sex with Pavarotti without the beard. Anyway, but when it... I mean, obviously, you're not going to... And I mean this in the really nice way possible. Mm. You're not going to achieve the Spice Girls stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and even if you did, it probably won't be the same anyway because it'd feel really weird and all that. So you kind of, you know, you go and do your own thing. And whatever anybody else says, you've been successful
mm-hmm.
because all your singles have charted. They've all been top 10. They've all, mm-hmm. you know, they've all been bought.
Mm-hmm.
But surely you must want, you know, the album and your band and all that and get into... I suppose the habit of being a pop singer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So you have your band, you have your writer, you know, you go into the routine of it. I mean, is that what you'd want, ideally?
I think, you know, the Spice Girls didn't expect to be as big as we were, and, you know, that may never happen, not for another solo artist and not for another band for a long, long time. So none of us Spice Girls have gone into it trying to be that successful. You know, I genuinely enjoy what I'm doing. That's why I'm doing it. You know, when you said to me the other day, was I surprised at how well the single did? To be honest with you, I think the single was totally worthy of doing it as well as it did, because I think that both records are really good. But I think I'm still trying to change people's perceptions, because, you know, people do believe the press. They do see all the pictures of me out shopping, and, you know, you do get pigeonholed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, at some point I'd like to have an album, I'll have another single. I think that, to be honest with you, this record and how well it's done has shown a lot of, you know, a lot of people. I wasn't out to prove myself. I don't need to do that. Like you said, I have been successful. But I think it did go to show people, you know, look, I mean, that's bloody good. A top three record is a fantastic
result. We've never
had
one.
Ever.
No.
I really, you know, I wasn't expecting it because I thought I didn't know if there was enough people out there that, you know, totally understood where I was coming from right now. But yeah, I think it proves that, you know, I can carry on and, you know.
Is the style of this groove the style that you'll go down, or will it be kind of a mishmash of stuff?
Mishmash.
Well, I don't know, you know what I mean.
An assortment or a variation.
A collection of styles, of genres.
I mean, I like all sorts of music, that's why I did the double A side, but this groove is really kind of where I'm coming from and what I personally listen to and what I like. So, yeah, I mean, I have some more up-tempo material, but generally it's coming from there. You know, it's pop music with slightly tougher kind of hip-hop-ish beats, but I ain't gonna rap. Let's get that clear.
No, I have to say, no, you keep saying in every interview now, I ain't gonna rap. I think after all that, you should. And then go, sorry about that, I lied.
Do you know, I mean, if you heard me rap, I mean, it would just be a disaster. No, I'm trying to improve my credibility, not completely, you know.
Okay, fair enough. God bless you. Well, you're hanging around, aren't you, for a bit?
I am.
And enjoying the lavish Radio 1 hospitality.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Laid upon
more tea?
You've got a fabulous spread.
Another packet of crisps? Whatever you want, love. Go crazy. Victoria Beckham is here. It's 8:26.
Radio 1.
Joe Wiley. Today from 10.
It's
morning. 50 in the club. Radio 1. If you just switched on, I've got my mate Vicky in this morning. We're having a chit-chat about stuff. You know, mainly spots. And what else have we been talking about?
Music.
Music. Spots and music. It's an informative interview on Radio 1. And more from Victoria Beckham in just a second. Hang on. Can I do that again?
Yep.
I pressed the wrong button. More from Victoria Beckham in just a second. Button.
BBC.
Voice of an angel.
Oh no, that's the wrong one, sorry.
That's a chicken noise.
I know. Let me get me instrumental out. There you go, that's lovely.
Oh, don't, please don't. Go on.
What?
I thought he's gonna get it out.
His instrumental, not his instrument.
The instrumental, what's wrong with you, pervert?
Studio's not big enough, my darling. It's 8:42 in the morning.
Alright, love.
Right, lots of things to talk to you about.
Okay.
Number one, have you been asked to present the Brits?
I have been asked.
Have you?
I have been asked.
Why wasn't I bloody asked?
I think you're next. I think
I'd be better than you. No offence.
I know, you'd be fantastic, Cliff.
I'd be great. I could work. If you do it, can I be your warm-up man?
Oh, what does that entail?
I go out and warm the crowd up for you.
Oh,
so.
Right. I think you'd be great. I think you'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, they have asked me, but, you know, I don't think I'm gonna do it. They've been asking for quite a while. I'm just kind of, at the minute, I'm concentrating on my music, you know, got this DVD thing. I'm just doing...
I wouldn't do it.
I've never presented anything. I'd probably be really crap, so I'm really
it's a hard gig for what I believe.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's never really, you know, interested me, you know, presenting anything. I'm sure it'll be great, but, you know, I'd rather watch it on telly, to be honest.
Best way. It is the best way.
You see more that way, don't you?
Yeah. Even if you go, you see less than if you watch it on telly.
I haven't, to be honest with you, I've only actually been to the Brits twice.
I was there 1 year when you came on in a car.
Oh, when we did Stop.
Hey, is that we didn't stop? Yeah. Was that 98, 99?
Like, oh, you anorak, you Spice Girls anorak, you.
No, it's just that's the first time I went to the Brits. That's how I remembered it.
Don't lie, but it's
stop
fine.
Stop right now. Thank you very much.
Do you know, I'm not kidding. He knows the moves.
I know.
He really does know the moves.
Yeah. Damn right.
Oh, you're a right little mover.
I remember going to see the Spice Girls with you, I think, at Earl's Court.
No, we went to see them at Wembley.
Oh, was it Wembley? No, it wasn't. It was Earl's Court.
No, we saw them at Wembley.
Yeah, but we also saw them at Earl's Court, didn't we?
Oh, my God, this is scary.
Probably, yeah.
Anyway, but you got spotted, didn't you? In, like, the second row.
Yeah, do you remember?
And as you were doing that dance routine where you came right, you were on a corner of the stage each and you rotated round.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you were sitting there and everyone was sort of waving at you and you were getting lower and lower in your seat because you were surrounded by 12-year-olds, weren't
you? No. That was when, just before the gig, some bloke with his little boy came up and sat just near us, causing a right kerfuffle.
Oh, how dare he.
Bloody latecomers. Right, the next thing is, when do we give her a present? Should we do it now?
Oh, you got a present?
We got you a cracking present. But you have to promise to use it at least once.
Okay.
And knowing you, I think you will, for a laugh.
Okay.
Now, we thought Victoria Beckham, what do you get for the girl who's got everything? Apart from ointment. And I thought...
Ointment, yeah.
It's a good gag. So, and...
it's like an STD
came
gag.
Came up with the idea, right? And we went down and we've got your lovely present.
Oh, I love surprises.
Okay, there's your present.
Oh!
There you go. It's ready for
Thank you. It's in a white...
It's in a carrier bag. Yeah.
You want me to be honest?
But I'll be absolutely honest.
It's the handbag.
Yeah.
It's actually... Someone's used this. It's got scratches on it.
It's supposed to be like that. It's a scuffed look. It's new for 2004. Yeah.
What's it got in it? Has it got somebody else's things in
it? No, it's not Nick, love.
Why has it got a pen in it?
You might need a pen.
Yeah.
Signing autographs and stuff.
Do you know what I mean?
You've stolen this from someone.
We haven't.
To work.
I'll tell you the truth. That's a fake Gucci bag, 15 quid off the market.
That'll look great in the players' lounge at the Bernabeu, that.
I'm telling you. Because you've got to look all dead posh there in Real Madrid.
It's got scratches on it, Chris.
It's off the market.
Did you pay for it or did you just take
15 quid?
15 quid off the market.
Cash.
Should we give it away?
No, it's
for you.
I'll sign it. Aww, you ungrateful cow.
It's lovely. Do you
know
what?
I'm gonna get you
it's
a bloody fake bag off the market.
It's lovely. I just wanted to seem cool about the whole thing. You know, I didn't want to get too excited. Do you know what I mean?
You could get papped wearing that today.
Do you know there's tons of paparazzi outside? Should we go out and get paparazzied with the... In fact, why don't you come with me and get paparazzied with the bag?
No.
Go on, the famous bag. Be in touch with your feminine side, Chris.
I'd like to be in touch with my feminine side, but, you know, not holding a handbag in front of a load of dirty paps. God, I thought you'd go out. Wear that. I'll be carrying that round with me all day today.
Look, I will be carrying it round me all day today.
Actually, do you know what? While you're in here, I'll get your people in there. Get a bag, empty everything out onto the chair, and then we'll whip the other one in, put it all in there, and then she can't do anything about it.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going to dance around it on Top of the Pops tonight.
There you go.
Put it there, and I'm going to dance around this damn fake Gucci bag.
Yeah.
Woo. See? Come on.
Oh, I like
technically,
that.
Isn't the giving of counterfeit goods illegal?
I'm not sure. I think, isn't it more possession than giving? Anyway, it's not mine, it's Victoria's. Lawbreaker. Right. Well, no, but we got off a genuine market store, so technically we are keeping people in work in this country and abroad.
Good off, cross-channel Terry.
Oh, dear. And the other thing I want to talk to you about... excuse me.
Bless you.
Oh, come.
You're right.
Yeah.
Let's have a glass of water. That'll clear your throat.
Phlegmic.
It's that gin. It's really strong. I was chatting with my lovely lady the other day.
Yeah.
Who, you haven't met, I don't think. Oh, you might have done, I don't know. Anyway, so...
No, I haven't ever met her.
Sophie, and she's lovely, you'd like her. And she's going, I said, oh, Victoria Beckham's on the show on Friday. Oh, do you know what you should ask her? And I thought, oh, this will be good, because she's quite quick, Sophie. She's quite smart. She's very smart. So I thought she'll come up with a really good question for the interview.
Why are you laughing? You're insinuating that...
No, no, no.
I'm not.
I'm not insinuating anything.
That's
it was just the way...
I know.
I bet she's highly intelligent.
She's very intelligent.
She is intelligent. She's more intelligent than your wife, but even you'd agree to that. Anyway, so...
Dave!
Right. Sitting under a candle the other day, getting waxed all over a jacket. Anyway.
She got that out.
Huh?
Baking paper and an iron.
Don't say that. They gave you money. Right, anyway.
She hasn't got it out. She needs to get it cleaned.
So, anyway, Sophie says to me, she goes, oh, I know something you can ask Victoria. So I said, what's that? And she goes, can you ask her if she can get tickets for one of the Real Madrid games and we'll fly over on a weekend and we'll go to a game?
Oh.
And I'm like, well, what, do you want me to ask if she can get tickets? And she went, yeah, but tell her we'll pay for them.
Oh, I'll get you tickets if you want to come.
Would that be all right?
I'll get you and your girlfriend tickets, yeah.
Yay, will you come as well?
I will.
Because I don't want you standing on my own with a load of foreigners.
No, I will, because I often go on my own.
Well, no.
Because Spain's full of them.
No, do you know what, you might blend in too much, Chris. I'll come with you, because I normally go on my own.
Okay.
So I'll go with you, yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
And we'll go, and that'll be great.
That'll be great. And do you know, only if you wear the bag.
If you get me tickets for Real Madrid, I will wear the bag.
Okay, we've got a deal there.
Can I just wear it at half-time only?
Continental men often have man bags.
Give
you won't
it,
look out of place.
Me. Give it to
look
me.
Look flamboyant.
Okay.
To the toilet.
Man right. bag.
What do you shout when you're at a Real Madrid game?
Olé.
No, what do they say? What do they say? Alain Madrid. What is it they say?
Olé Madrid, right?
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't know.
Madridos.
Olé, olé,
olé. Olé Madrid! Olé! Olé Beckham! I like the David Beckham. I have my bag.
You look like Madonna in Evita.
He looks like Jeremy off Airport.
Hello! David! I love you! I have a bag. There you go. I think I'll blend in with those crazy Spanish people.
Oh, dear. I think I... I don't know how anyone can say anything after that.
There's the bag there, look. I should give it back to you, otherwise you'll leave it here, purposely.
I don't want to leave it here. You know, it's going to clash slightly, because I'm pushing a bit of a green look today.
I've noticed.
You know, the bag's blue, but, you know, blue and green should never be seen unless there's a colour in between. Says who?
Allard.
Well, there we go. I'm sure it'll go very nicely.
Pink. We're in pink. Right, I'm going to play a little trail for Sarah's show, and then we're going to play record, and then now to come back, and we have some questions for you.
Oh, great.
You'll like it.
Good.
You'll hate me, but you'll like it.
That's a good. You're a sarcastic git, but I love that about you.
It's 8:51. One. Victoria and I are just saying how much we love Sean Paul. It was it. Right, Victoria.
Yeah.
We're going to have to rush this a bit because we've got the Great Tedious Link feature coming up, which I know you're a big fan of.
Okay, yeah.
So we need to be out of this by 8:58 and 24 seconds.
Okay.
Right. Questions then, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
That's the Tedious Link music.
Oh, yeah, sorry. There you go, right. Shut up.
Hey, I'm pointing out your problems.
We'll be here all day. Right, questions for you. Are you ready?
Okay,
so I have to do serious interview questions.
Okay.
Question number one.
¿Tienes llevado un sombrero?
Does that mean something along the lines of have you got a hat?
It's have you ever worn a sombrero?
Do you know, I mean, how good's that? Really? Well,
it's good the way you picked up on that.
It had the word sombrero in, so it was a good guess, to be honest. It's hardly going to be colonic irrigation, madam. Do you know what I mean?
But, you know, I'm getting there. I'm kind of feeling my way a bit more with the Spanish now. Okay. No, I've never worn a sombrero.
Good.
Ever.
Right. Next.
¿Qué es el aspecto mayor sobre viviendo en España?
Am I enjoying living in Spain?
What's the best thing about living in Spain?
Close. Give
no,
me that
I'm
one.
Good. I'm good.
Give me that.
I'm damn good. I'm loving living in Spain. Bit of sangria, you know, nice little siesta. Bit
Forever.
Of football at the Bernabeu. Lovely.
Bless you. But can I just say, I know you won't like me saying this, but Victoria knows more Spanish than she lets on, actually.
Is she?
Yeah, that's the truth about it. Answer the following questions properly. Don't mess about, because I know that you do, your Spanish is better. Right, next one.
Si la música es la comida de la vida, ¿es posible creer de una tía cuando no tienes hambre?
Should I translate first so people can understand? Okay.
Yeah.
That basically, I think, if music be the food of life,
yeah.
Can you ever imagine a day when you won't feel hungry anymore?
Correct.
Is that right? Oh, do you know?
Spot on.
I'm good.
I don't know what your answer to that question.
My answer, yeah, you know what? No, I mean, I'll carry on doing music until I don't enjoy it anymore. And, you know, I love it. That's why I'm doing it.
Bless.
There we go.
Question number four.
Llama dos ingredientes primarios en la plata paella.
Okay, this is quite an easy one. Can I name two primary ingredients in the dish paella?
Is the right answer.
Do you know, prawns and rice.
Spot on.
There we go.
Lovely. And finally, don't tell me what the question is. Just to prove you know it, just answer it, okay?
Victoria, estando casada con David Beckham y haciendo todas las entrevistas que has estado haciendo durante años, ¿te has cansado alguna vez de hablar de ti misma?
Okay, do you want me to translate that?
No, just give me the answer.
No, I never get to fed up with talking about myself.
Hey, lovely.
A bit like you then, Chris. It's true.
That's true. I never get fed up talking about you either.
It's
anyway, enough about you. Let's talk about me.
That's enough about me. What do you think about me?
Oh, dear.
We're like a double act, Chris, me and you.
Triple act, really, if you look at it. Thank you for coming in.
I don't get that.
Because I'm fat. I'm twice the person
you've
are.
You've lost weight.
I've put on weight.
I think you've lost weight since when I first met you. Do you remember?
Since you first met me, I've lost weight. But then I put it back on. I'm losing weight again.
Good.
Thank you. Thank
you
very much.
You're looking good.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you.
You can stay for the tedious link if you want. Because
I'll stay for the tedious link.
Good. All right, good. Because I know you love that feature.
I do.
Yeah. See, Dave, don't get nervous that Victoria Beckham is sitting next to you when you do the tedious link.
Okay.
All right, lovely.
Let's go.
All right, Dave, how do you get to the...